Welcome everyone, Mez Hashem, continue with Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Yud. This is Shin number 13, discussing the first of the principles of Tshuva. The first of the principles of Tshuva, we have said so far, is Charata, is regret. A person has to have the remorse, the regret of what he did was horrific. Once he realizes that, once he feels that, once he internalizes that, then he'll be able to start on this path of proper tshuva. I mentioned in the past that a few weeks ago, already, maybe a couple of months already by now, I don't know, my van was stolen, and when the police found it, they found actually somebody sitting inside of it. The license plate was removed, and the whole inside was just like destroyed. It's a very dirty feeling. It's a very defiled feeling that someone takes something of yours, your property, your item, and steals it and ruins it. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina is telling us, imagine someone comes along and attacks and steals away your ruchnius. Imagine that someone would ruin your opportunity for Olam Haba. And even worse, what if that person is you yourself? V'ro'o mizois ki hayisi ala nefesh hayikoro achzori b'giluli yitzri v'nitma b'giluli yitzri. A person has to realize that the beautiful neshama yikara, the precious neshama Hashem gave him. And what did a person do with that neshama yikara, that precious neshama? He ruined it. He stole from himself the opportunity to acquire Olam Haba. Uma ho'ilu b'chol kinyonel imro be'enei adoneha. And how does it help? What did the person accomplish? What achievements and goals did the person reach? If in the eyes of Hashem, Hashem is not pleased with his behavior. How could a person have traded away a world that is a fleeting world here today? And as we know, unfortunately, we've seen this past year, Rachmanu Litzlan Lo Yalina, how many people are not around anymore? For what? For some pleasure in Olam Hazeh. This is what we discussed yesterday. We have to discuss this calculator, this spiritual calculator. Take it out. And when the Yitzhara comes to attack us, and even before the Yitzhara comes to attack us, we have to prepare ourselves for the battle. And realize we have to be investors, spiritual investors. Eich nimshalti kebehemos nidmesi. Then, Ben Yoin tells us, a person who listened to his Yetzahara, he's compared to an animal. V'halachti achere yitzri kasus keperid einhoven. The person behaved like an animal, like a horse, like a mule. And the person strayed away from the Derech HaSeichel. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a Halacha Sefer. In the first piece of his Sefer, Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down, in the first piece, the second piece, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us a Neshami Mimal. And he put us into this goof, into this body. And life's battle is who will be victorious. It's like you have the man riding on the bronco, on that wild horse. And the man on top is trying to control this wild horse, this bronco. That's exactly what life is about, life struggles. That's exactly what we're saying over here. However, what happens when that bronco wins? And the man is on the bottom, and the wild horse is sitting on top of the man. That's what it means. when the Yetzirah is successful over the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a gift. He gave me a neshama. He blew inside of me this neshama. Well, for what purpose? Lahakiroi uliyira milafanav. To recognize Hashem and to fear Hashem. In order that my guf should be subdued to my neshama. In order that my neshama should rule over my guf. V'limshul baguf b'chol tol doysov. Kasha hemshilo al shari ba'alei chayim she'ena medabrim. Me'ashe yukaro be'enov nichbodo. Because this is the most esteemed, precious gift Hashem gave us, our neshama. V'achare asher ba'avor zois nivresi v'hi bi hefech mizeh. And after Hashem created me, and the person, if he gives in to his Yetzirah, so now he lets the Bronco rule over him. He lets the Yetzirah control him. Imagine the person wakes up in the morning and he sees a leash around his neck. What's going on over here? Who put this leash on my neck? It's the Yetzirah. He put the leash around his neck. We want to put the leash around the Yetzirah's neck. Ask Rabbeinu Yoina very scary words. Lama li chayim. What is the justification of my life if the Yetzirah has a leash around my neck? Hashem gave me life for me to conquer the Yetzirah. Lama li chayim. Why do I have life? What's my justification to be here? If I'm listening to the Yetzirah on a regular basis.